Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report this morning. We may be well into fall and experiencing all the beautiful leaves turning around us, and not quite on our way to thinking of the holiday season yet, but if proper care is taken from early October through November, you can ensure that several popular potted plants will bloom in December and through the Christmas season. One popular plant around the Christmas season time is poinsettias. People often wonder if they can get poinsettias to rebloom around the Christmas season. The answer is yes. What you must understand is that poinsettias are short day plants. They grow vegetatively during the long days of summer and produce flowers when the days become shorter in fall. In order for poinsettias to flower before Christmas, they must receive complete darkness from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. each day from early October until the flowers start to show good color, usually around early December. Most poinsettia varieties will require 8 to 10 weeks of short days to flower. Gardeners can protect their plants from light by placing them in a closet in those time periods or covering them with a cardboard box. If you decide to use a cardboard box, make sure you cover any openings to ensure complete darkness, as exposure to any kind of light between 5 p.m. and 8 a.m. will delay or possibly prevent the flowering. During the remainder of the day, the poinsettias should be placed in a sunny, south-facing window. Make sure you keep the plants well watered and fertilize every 2 weeks with a diluted fertilizer solution during the forcing period. While poinsettias are difficult to flower in homes, proper care can reward home gardeners with a colorful plant to display during the holiday season. Another common plant during the Christmas season is the Christmas cactus. Again, day length and temperature control the flowering of the Christmas cactus. It is a short day plant, and so it will not bloom properly if it is exposed to artificial light at night. Flowers may also fail to develop if the plant is exposed to temperatures above 70 degrees. Night temperatures of 60 to 65 degrees with slightly warmer daytime temperatures are ideal for flower formation. So in early fall, place the Christmas cactus in a cool location that receives bright light during the day, but no artificial light at night. An unused bedroom or basement may have the proper environmental conditions. You want to keep the Christmas cactus a bit on the dry side in the fall. A thorough watering every 7 to 10 days is usually sufficient. Continue to give the Christmas cactus good, consistent care during flower bud development, moving the plant from one location to another. Excessive watering or other changes in its care during flower bud development may cause the buds to drop off. The Christmas cactus can be moved and displayed in another room when the first flowers begin to open. A third plant that is popular around the holiday season is amaryllis. So when should you plant the amaryllis bulb to have it bloom around Christmas time? An amaryllis bulb will usually bloom about 6 weeks after planting. So you want to plant the bulb in early to mid-November for spectacular blooms at Christmas. To increase your odds of having an amaryllis bloom at Christmas, pot up one amaryllis bulb in early November and a second one several days later, so you can be sure that at least one of them will be flowering at the appropriate time. Another thing we're seeing this time of year is farmers out testing fields or gardeners out testing gardens. What we want to remember is that soil sampling done under very dry conditions, like we've seen for the last couple weeks, may increase errors in soil sampling because it's more difficult to control the sampling depth and proper soil core collection. This may be a problem if you're sampling for P and K due to nutrient stratification, which usually would be more pronounced in reduced-till, no-till, or pastures. Both P and K tend to concentrate at or near the soil surface, and therefore the depth control for core collection is very important. Also, when the top inch of soil is very dry and powdery, it's very easy to lose this soil portion, which can affect the soil test results significantly. Suggestions for controlling this would be trying to delay soil sampling until meaningful rainfall, because it will result in a much better sample and more reliable soil test results. At this time, it's not necessarily possible to say how much rainfall would be helpful, but at least 1 inch or more would increase the probability of getting a good, consistent sample throughout the soil stratification. If you have to take soil samples under the current dry conditions, make sure to be careful with your sampling depth and that you get the complete soil core in the bag. Make sure that you understand your soil pH test results may be a little bit more acidic than they would be in normal conditions. Your potassium results may be a little lower than they would be under normal conditions due to less recycling in the soil and less replenishment of soluble or easily exchangeable potassium pools. And your phosphorus test may be affected little by the recycling issue. For questions on this or anything else related to the outdoors this time of year, stop by the Extension office. We'd be happy to chat with you. This has been Kate Olson with ISU Extension.